All right, the September 27, 2018 open public meeting of the Arizona State Personnel Board is hereby called to order. We will now call for public comment. This is the time set for general public to address the board on matters not on the agenda. Are there any comments from the public? Nope. None of you out there? There being no comments, I'll move to the next agenda item, which is discussion of new legal counsel for the board. So as we know, Jeff is leaving us after a great tenure. So thank you again for all the advice and service you've given us and people before me.
My pleasure.
Been great. And so beyond the congratulations and thank yous, but I think a couple of us just wanted to get an idea of like what the transition looks like, what's the skill set of the new person, and then, you know, do we want to, you know, just continue, or do we want to bid it out? So we just kind of wanted to throw everything out there, and you know, any change, I think you're going to have this conversation. Doesn't mean we're leaning towards one way or another. Just kind of want to know what's what.
And you may know more about the when it goes up to bid, but I think it's
they already have a list.
Yeah, I mean, I think my understanding in doing work not only for the board but for other mm-hmm. state entities is there's a list of outside counsel.
Okay.
And you have to be on the approved list in order for somebody like the personnel board to even consider you. Mm-hmm. Like Jackson, there's probably like 30 or 40 firms on there, I would say, that fall under the labor and employment.
Actually, there's 51
firms. Okay, I stand corrected, 51.
Yeah.
Different levels of expertise, different pricing, I'm sure.
Yes.
Which is a piece of it. So, I mean, my sense of it would be the alternatives would be you look at the list and, I mean, I can just tell you, 12 years ago when I started, mm-hmm. they went off the list. I came in, they interviewed me. I assume they interviewed other lawyers and they mm-hmm. picked me. And I think the options now are to do that, or another option is just to continue with Jackson Lewis on the approved list with my colleague Jeff Topple, which I think would be a very smooth transition. You know, he knows how to do this work, he knows how to find me if he has a question, he's done a lot of municipal work. My guess is, and I don't know this for sure, is that, you know, my concern is there may be an interim period anyway. I just don't know the timing of it. Like, say you wanted to look at firms, I don't know how quickly you could do that and come to a conclusion, you know, because you're going to need counsel at the next meeting
yeah. And
for whatever else comes out. So, I mean, my thought was to transition it to Jeff, at least in the short term, and then you guys decide maybe you think he's better than I was and everything's great, or maybe you want to put it out to bid when the time comes and you consider him and whoever else you want to consider. I think those are as I see it, those are the alternatives. Robin may have other thoughts.
Well, I haven't been through this process before.
Okay.
I did contact Judy Hinkle,
uh-huh.
who was the
AD. How is she?
She's fine.
Yeah, she's.
And I asked her how they had done it.
Yeah.
Was it
consistent with what I?
She said that they got the list, and she called, and several of them were not even interested,
right.
And it came down to two people, you and another gentleman, I guess. And that they had brought you in and asked you questions.
Yeah.
Was that in public?
Boy, you're really testing me. I don't think it was, to be honest with you. I'm sure they did the vote ultimately in
yeah.
public, but my recollection was that I yeah. came down and they asked me about my experience. And,
yeah.
And Craig had it before me, and he had it for
30 plus
yeah,
years.
Yeah, he had it for decades.
I think he was the first and only
yeah.
at that time.
Yeah.
And then,
had it for all this time, so it hasn't come up much, I guess. But yeah, that's my recollection is consistent with that, and I don't remember it being in a public.
Okay.
The interview part.
She said there was only two.
Yeah. So
that boiled down to.
And I think the list, I mean, you've seen the list. They probably give you a description of the firms and what their rates are. Or...
Well, they gave the name of the firm. I gave you a copy, Chad. Mm-hmm. You look at that. The name of the firm, and then they give you the price for a partner, the price for an associate, and then other prices for like paralegals and stuff like that.
Right.
Some of them were ranges, and it was quite a big range, maybe even $100, let's say, like from $325 to $425 for a range.
Depending on how experienced the individual was.
I imagine, yeah.
So, I mean, if it were me, I would use Jeff, at least in the short term.
Right.
Because you're going to, I mean, I don't really know meaningfully what your other options are. Mm-hmm. And I think then ultimately you guys need to decide if you're good with that or you want to, you know, go through the process that Judy went through.
In October, we won't have any cases for the board, but by November, we should have at least one, if not two. One of our cases is an issue because we don't have a quorum for it, so I don't know what's going to happen. If we get a new board member, then that issue will be gone. But the White matter should be before the board in November.
Right, my other concern is Latona. I mean, just because I'm doing something else doesn't mean the clock's not going to... It's going to be ticking on that, so we're going to get a briefing schedule, and you're going to need a lawyer for that.
Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So, and
regarding the case, I'd recommend that we continue with Jackson Lewis for that case until that conclusion of the case.
Mark, just saying that, I mean, the conclusion of that case could be, frankly, a long time in the future based on not getting an opinion till next summer, and then you could get a special action to the Supreme Court, so...
So it sounds like we'd be staying with your firm for a while.
Well, I mean,
my recommendation.
I'm just trying to articulate what at least I see as the alternatives.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's fair. So Mark, if you don't have objection, I'd like to invite Jeff, and I forgot your last name.
Topple? Yes.
Maybe talk a little bit about yourself, your background, experience.
Nice to meet all of you. So I have been practicing for 16 years in Arizona. I have a certificate in labor and employment, so my entire career has been... My education and career has been in the area of labor and employment defense side. I dealt a little in plaintiff side early on in my career. I started doing public employment early on, and since then I've done all types, primarily private sector, but I've done some public work. Been at Jackson Lewis for the last 11 years, prior to that with some other local firms, and I really do the gamut of labor and employment. Unlike many people in Arizona, I do employment, but I also do traditional labor, so I have some union-related experience on the management side, and this is all that I've done. So, any other questions? And I get happy to answer other questions after today. I know this was sort of last minute, so.
No worries. Appreciate that. As far, you know, we were talking about, well, cases such as Latona, the White case. How do you imagine that transition? I mean, Latona could go on for years. You're still going to take a call in 3 years? At some point there needs to be a transition from Jeff to Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, the transition, I mean, we share a secretary and, he's my closest friend at the firm, so we have a strong personal relationship. So I don't intend on practicing law after this, but... You know, when he calls me and says, here's what's going on, I'm certainly, going to take that call and tell him what I think. So
right.
I think the transition to Jeff would be much smoother than it would be to anybody I can imagine in the legal world. So, I mean, I think that's a plus.
And we've discussed sort of his role over the years, even before now, even before he resigned. But so I have a sense of what he does, and... sort of his role on the board and with the board, so that I think will help, certainly within this transition period, and then open to other suggestions or whatever route you guys would like to go.
Yeah. And really the Latona and the White case, I know there's a couple that are pending. Those are the only open cases that would need to be, as far as knowledge transfer, all the ones that have been settled, that's not...
Yeah, those are in the rear view mirror.
Yeah, okay. Mark, anything you want to add?
No, I have no questions. Thank you, though, for asking.
Well, I definitely see no reason, you know, I mean, we're not here to make a decision because we can't, we don't have quorum, but, you know, certainly we'll be continuing on, we'll just circle back with the other members, just take their pulse, so.
And I'm available if you have any follow-up questions.
Fantastic. Okay, all right, great. All right, let's see, so that is all the agenda items for the open meeting. At this point, we'll go to adjournment. I move we adjourn. Okay, I guess I will second it. All in favor? Aye.
We don't have quorum, so can we actually vote on that?
No. So we just call it closed?
We just adjourn as chair.
Okay, we're now adjourned.
Thank you.